Proclamation number 7812 of 31st of January, 1961. Lost knowledge through the fall to the deep. Light is knowledge. Knowledge of truth. Light is divine wisdom, which can only emanate from God, who is the light from eternity. And this light once shone through you when you came forth from God as independent beings. And you were able to recognize everything, no knowledge was closed to you, you brightly and clearly recognized all correlations, and you were blissfully happy because you stood in supreme wisdom and also recognized that you had come forth from a supremely perfect being, that this being was the creator and designer of you all, who made you namelessly happy. This awareness was an extremely blissful state which would never have been lost to you if you yourselves had not voluntarily given it up. For in spite of the brightest light, in spite of the brightest knowledge, you yourselves chose darkness. You turned away from the source of light, from your Creator and Father, and you voluntarily turned to a being which itself fell into darkness and also spread this darkness over you. You voluntarily gave away light and bliss, the state you now found yourselves in would never have changed again, for the darkness held you captive and at the same time you had also forfeited strength and freedom. You were helplessly exposed to the power of the one who had placed you in this dark state, who was the cause of your fall into the abyss. And now you humans ask yourselves why the creator of these beings allowed them to fall away from him, why they gave up the light and sank into darkness. You ask yourselves why he himself did not prevent them from distancing themselves from him, to whom all power belonged and whose nature is love and wisdom. And this question can only ever be answered to you that God's love is so great that he wanted to make the beings even more happy and that his wisdom foresaw from eternity the aim of this fall into the abyss, which consisted of being able to work and create with beings like him for once, but which he could never place out of his power in this degree of perfection. Because the latter required free will and this therefore had to decide, prove itself first. God truly did not force any of his created beings into this fall into the abyss. The beings that fell away were also by no means predetermined. It would also have been possible for the first created spirit, Lucifer, would have been free to remain with God, for the Creator and Father of eternity is truly great enough to provide supreme bliss for the beings which remained faithful to him, and no being needed to take the fall into the abyss but their will was completely free and they chose God or his first created light bearer. But the unsurpassable wisdom of God had also included a fall into the abyss in his plan, which was for the creation of right, children of God. A work which the beings have to accomplish themselves but which brings them exceeding great bliss. People will never be able to comprehend this fall into the abyss, for they will also never be able to fathom God's wise plans because they are not capable of doing so in their still imperfect state. For due to the fall into the abyss the being has lost realization, the light, the knowledge of all correlations, and you humans are still in this state of darkness, even though you can already become enlightened through the working of the Spirit. But in order to grasp everything you must have already entered the state of perfection again, and then you will only see the aim, which is exceedingly glorious. Then you will also recognize God's infinite love and his unsurpassable wisdom, and you will know that he can only act well and wisely. and that he wants to make his bellings, which came forth from him, abundantly happy. And then you will no longer ask but faithfully wait for your perfection, where light and strength and freedom will create unlimited bliss for you, where you can work as his children with and through him, as was and is his aim from eternity. Amen.